Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin is in a bullseye risk for severe thunderstorms today. Hazards of hail, high winds, and even tornadoes target the state. The Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk for severe weather, starting midday west and working its way central through the afternoon. It'll arrive in eastern areas by Lake Michigan in the early evening. Take the time now to figure out where you would take shelter if you find yourself in a tornado warning or in a storm with large hail. Because with the timing of this, you may be at work or already home or may be on the road. These storms will bring the needed rain, around 0.5 to 1 inch is possible. This will lessen the wildfire risk in the area. More rain is expected Friday, too, before we dry out and cool down for the weekend. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department is investigating a fatal incident. Wednesday morning at approximately 9:20, the Iowa County Sheriff's Office received a request for a welfare check at a residence on Weaver Road in the town of Wyoming. The caller reported that Keith J. Simon, a 79-year-old white male, had not returned after venturing out the previous day to cut logs using his tractor and chainsaws. Deputies from the Iowa County Sheriff's Office responded alongside Dodgeville EMS, Dodgeville Fire Department, Iowa County Technical Rescue Team, Iowa County Emergency Management, and Iowa County Drone Team. A coordinated and extensive search was conducted over the 75 to 80 acre property. Simon's tractor was located shortly after 11, and he was found deceased nearby, at which point the Iowa County Coroner's Office also responded. The investigation determined that Simon had gotten his small tractor stuck and attempted to recover it by winching it to a nearby tree. During the recovery effort, the tree gave way and collapsed, resulting in injuries that led to Keith Simon's death. It was day three of the trial of David Harper, 63, of Baraboo, who was charged with second-degree reckless homicide in the death of Corby Neef, 54, of Partyville, yesterday. Neef was found dead May 25, 2023, at the Bunker Hill campground in Cazenovia with multiple gunshot wounds. Day two revealed that there were no usable fingerprints on the murder weapon. Following a full day of testimony from officers of the Richland County Sheriff's Department and a DCI agent on day two, Corby Neef's widow, Marcia Neef, took the stand Wednesday. Marcia Neef is also the sister to the defendant, David Harp. She testified that she went to bed the night before around 10:30 due to intoxication and heard nothing during that night. She also stated that Corby would often sleep elsewhere as to not disturb her on the air mattress in the camper. However, when she awoke the next morning, he was not in the camper or the vehicle. She found him face down next to her brother's camper and from his appearance assumed he was dead. It was also mentioned in court that a conspiracy theory was mentioned due to the timing of Marcia and David being at the campground before Corby arrived later. It was noted that Marcia remained calm during her 911 call. She said she remained calm to better relay information to the dispatcher. Marcia herself served as a 911 dispatcher for Columbia County, where she was a field training dispatcher. Expect multiple high-profile cases before the Wisconsin Supreme Court to get rulings soon. Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is set to end her 30th year in the court next month, and that means the court will have to deliver opinions in a number of cases. That includes a full ruling on Wisconsin's current abortion laws, rulings on Wisconsin Act 10, which restricts collective bargaining for public unions, a ruling on WIAA actions against student athletes, and a ruling on PFAS regulations. There's also a challenge from Governor Tony Evers against the legislative committee that handles how state agencies are allowed to create rules, which has consistently blocked actions by Evers' office. Bradley's last day is June 30th. In Washington, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was questioned about his vaccine views during a House Appropriations Committee hearing Wednesday. Wisconsin 2nd District Democrat Mark Pocan asked Kennedy if he had a child today, whether he would vaccinate that child against measles. Kennedy said he would probably do so, but added that his opinions about vaccines are irrelevant. President Trump's HHS secretary, went on to say that he doesn't think people should be taking medical advice from him. The exchange came amid an ongoing but waning measles outbreak in the U.S. State Republicans are circulating a number of proposed bills aimed at helping search and rescue dogs and their handlers. The package of bills would give search and rescue dogs the same classification and accommodations as other public service animals, including prohibiting them from being turned away at hotels and making it a felony to frighten, harass, or abuse them. Another would offer their handlers sales tax exemptions for purchasing equipment needed to aid in search and rescue operations, like GPS collars and other safety gear. A Minnesota tech company is accusing Verona-based medical records company Epic Systems of trade violations. Curel S. Healthcare says Epic is illegally leveraging the distribution of the MyChart program to lock the Curel S. medical payment program out of the market. In a federal lawsuit filed in the Northern District of California, Curel S. alleges that Epic has learned on its subscribers to stop using Curel S software in favor of its own billing program and has engineered MyChart and its systems to stop working with the Curel S program. In a statement to WISC-TV Madison, Epic says it believes in fair trade and that it will set the record straight in court. Donors made a difference in Richland Center yesterday for those needing a blood transfusion. 78 units of blood were collected at a Red Cross blood drive. This includes 54 whole blood and 24 power red units. There were also 15 people who just walked in to give. Officials would like to thank everyone who gave the gift of life. The next Red Cross blood drive in Richland Center will be held next Wednesday, May 21st, from 9 to 2 at Richland Center High School. To make an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Walk with Grace teams are reminded that tonight is kickoff at the Richland Center Community Center. Anyone wishing to register a team or learn more about the walk is invited to attend. The kickoff will include a free will offering pancake supper. Doors will open at 4:30. Teams can register and pick up packets, calendar, and car raffle tickets, luminaries, and pick out their team site. A program explaining the team packets will begin at 6. Four ambassadors for this year will also be introduced. At the Capitol on Wednesday, the newly formed Legislative Asian Caucus honored the 50th anniversary of Hmong Lao Vietnamese and Cambodian refugees arriving in Wisconsin. Hmong American Women's Association Executive Director Tammy Zhang says elders still remember the trauma caused by the pain of witnessing war, surviving refugee camps, and the journey it took to get to Wisconsin. Wisconsin is home to the third largest Hmong American population in the United States. Madison Democratic Representative Francesca Hung, West Allis Representative Angelito Tenorio, and Madison Representative Renuka Medev formed the caucus earlier this month. Statewide surveys for invasive spongy moss are set to begin from mid-May through early July. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection will be setting approximately 8,000 traps for spongy moss across 36 counties. Most traps will be set along public roads, but some will require placement on private property. DATCAP asks that if you come across a spongy moth trap, which are small green boxes stapled or tied to trees, to leave it be. The data collected from the traps is crucial to helping limit the spread of the invasive species. More info on spongy moth trapping can be found on DATCAP's website.